This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU, featuring essays, photographs, and art from Curtis Sittenfeld, Katie Lauer, David Falk, Over the Rhine, Rebecca Morgan Frank, and many more. The Cincinnati Anthology tells the story of our city and why we're proud to call it home. Mark Prezel recently had a chance to talk with the Anthology's editor, Zan McQuaid, about what's included in the collection.
In the studio with me is the editor of the Cincinnati Anthology. Zan McQuaid has put together a collection of writings and pictures and other artistic endeavors describing our fair city and sometimes not so fair city. And she's here to talk about the Cincinnati Anthology. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you for having me.
We'll go back to the beginning. Why did you decide to put together this Cincinnati Anthology? I mean, you grew up near here, but hadn't really lived in this city.
Right. I'm from Oxford, and I lived away for many years. I lived in New York City for 11 years, got tired of the stress of living in that city. And when I came back to Cincinnati and saw what was going on here and the excitement of the city and how everyone was doing something, I wanted to get that down in paper and in a book. And I wanted people to be able to express what it was about the city that was so magical to them in the same way it was to me.
Now, this is sometimes good, as I said in the introduction, sometimes good, sometimes not so good. I mean, is that something you sensed when you came back to the city after 11 years in NYC?
I was a little bit blinded at first. I was so in love with the city that I saw only the good and I saw the beauty. And the longer I lived here, I did start to see some of the cracks in the facades, the discussions about what was going on in all of the neighborhoods, streetcar. I understood that there was definitely something to do with the city that was not always perfect and nice. And I wanted to capture a bit of that as well, and the difficulties of living here. And I think those are important discussions to have when you live in a city like this, that there are beautiful things about the city, but there are also really tough things about living here.
Well, you grew up in Oxford, and I know from various research I did that you used to come down and play in Cincinnati from time to time,
Correct.
But hadn't really spent a lot of time. But now you do?
Now I'm here pretty much every weekend. I go to ball games all the time. I come down and I see shows and go to restaurants. And absolutely, I live just outside the city limits, but I come down here as much as I can. I think it's a fantastic city to take advantage of. And we certainly did when I was younger, but not in the way I do now. I feel like it's a real city for being out here and being out and about in the city and doing everything that you can in a weekend. If you can get through everything that you have on your list, there's so much to do all the time. And so I take advantage of it as much as possible.
Well, and you bring that up in the anthology too with one piece, FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. And I think that kind of shapes what you just said.
Exactly. That piece was by Kate Westrick. She really captured the fact that there's so much to do here, and it's kind of intimidating, but it's also wonderful to be able to go out and take advantage of everything there is in the city.
Now, as you put together this collection, you were obviously looking for different facets. Where did you collect some of these things? I mean, there's artwork in here, photography, of course, plenty of writing. Were these things you had seen before or that you actively sought out when you were putting together the anthology?
It was a little bit of both. We had contributions submitted to us, and I tried to let that guide a little bit where we were headed with the anthology. But then I knew there were pieces I'd read, like Polk LaFoon's piece from Cincinnati Magazine. I had read that about the hills, and I thought it was one of the most beautiful pieces I'd read about the nature around Cincinnati and the geology of the city. And I really wanted to include that because I think it's not just about the people and their experiences. It's about our experiences of the nature around us in the city. And other pieces I just had seen, photographs I'd seen. I knew there were some good artists out there, and I really wanted to include their work in the book.
Well, as you put this together, the editor, you can obviously manipulate the reader. And I was struck, Polk LaFoon, his piece is right at the beginning. So you get a feel-good, you know, as a reader, you get a feel-good feeling as you begin this book. And then you begin to bring in the darker sides.
Correct.
And begin to make me question, you know,
Correct.
Well, is it all that great? You meant to manipulate this way, Zan?
Yes, I did. I thought it was important to not start out with the worst part. I think I sort of approached this as if I were making a mixtape for someone about the city of Cincinnati. And I didn't want it to be all slow jams at the end or too fast at the beginning. I really wanted people to get the feeling of what it was like essentially for me when I moved here. I loved it straight away. I saw the hills and I loved the hills. And I think David Falk's piece comes next, and it's a love letter to Cincinnati. And I felt the same way. I really loved the city. And then you start to see things that people are questioning. You then have the pieces about Over the Rhine and the issues that are going on there and the economic disparity of the city. And then I bring it back up again because you still see things that are wonderful about the city the longer you live here. So I tried to make it a good assortment so that people weren't swayed too much in their emotion one way or the other.
I'm speaking with Zan McQuaid. She is the editor of the Cincinnati Anthology and will be at Joseph Beth at the Rookwood Pavilion June 12th for a panel discussion with some of the contributors to the anthology. More information about that at our website, wvxu.org, and the Cincinnati Anthology, as I like to say, available where books are sold. So what are your hopes when you're putting this together? You came back and it seems like you are a fan of the city, but a realistic fan of the city. What are your hopes for this book?
Well, I wanted it to be a gift to the city, not just for what the city is now and the literary contributions the city has, but I also wanted it to start a lot of discussions. So I know it's important to let other cities know that we exist. You know, we're not just another city that you fly over. I wanted people to know that there was a literary scene in the city and that there were artists working here who really were inspired by the city. But I also felt like the more I collected these pieces, the more I realized that they were something greater. They were about the discussion that needs to happen and the things that we love and that we want to preserve, and as well the things that we know need change.
Well, I was really struck by, well, a couple of the pieces, but the one piece that talked about not fitting in Cincinnati. And this is something that's popped up before, and I imagine pops a lot of discussions about I want to be part of the city, but I don't feel I'm part of the city, even after you've been here for 20 years.
Right. That's Rebecca Morgan Frank's piece, and that was one of my favorites in the book. I think she was a little bit nervous about including it. She thought it was very critical of the city, and it is somewhat critical of how protective we are of our city and how loyal we are to this city, to the point where we sometimes push away outsiders because we're afraid of criticism. And I thought it was a very important point to bring up. I moved here 3 years ago, and I've felt very welcome, but there have been moments where I've felt like I wasn't necessarily one of Cincinnati, because I am from somewhat far, you know, away, and I've spent most of my adult life away from here. So it's a matter of trying to figure out a way you can fit in, and it's not always easy here. I sort of threw myself headfirst into the city and found a way to fall in love with it and hope that it would love me back. And I think it's an interesting thing for people who move here to try to experience that. And for some, it's really hard, and I think that's important to note.
Well, I imagine this could be part of an evolving body of work, because the Cincinnati Anthology is not, this is just kind of a snapshot of right now, because you said you were away for 11 years, you know, and things have changed a lot in that decade. So do you feel there's another Cincinnati Anthology somewhere in the future?
I'm glad you asked that. I have actually thought about that. I think this is part one. I really hope, there are a lot of people who approached me afterwards and said, I wish I could have contributed. I have so many thoughts. And I think the city is changing enough that we're going to see another one in maybe a year, maybe 5 years, but it's changing so fast. I moved here 3 years ago, and it's not even the same city I moved to 3 years ago. So I think that there will still be thoughts on the city and what it inspires, and there will still be essays within people that they want to share and that they want to get out there in a book like this. So I really hope we get to do another one.
Well, I just recently saw your interview with Soapbox, the online magazine, and you talked about how you put out a call for submissions and only got a few and then had to go fishing for more. But now you're saying, now that the anthology is out, people are saying, wait, I got something to say, too.
Exactly. I think that I have to blame myself on that one. I'm not a very good self-promoter. So I was a little bit shy about asking people to submit. And I think that once word got out there, once people did start to submit, it sort of built a little bit, but I still wasn't good enough in the initial call for submissions to get the type of response I had wanted. I got wonderful submissions, but not very many. But I do, yeah, a lot of people are coming up to me, and I've met a lot more people in the literary world in Cincinnati through this. And there are some other people who are already collecting writings about the city. And I think that they would want a chance to share what they've collected and what they are, their thoughts as well. So I think there's a lot of room for that.
Well, I know the city is constantly evolving, but one theme I see both in the book and I've seen it and feel it myself is that Cincinnati is a great hidden treasure that, you know, there's so much going on. Now, granted, there are some murky parts to it, but that this has all the amenities of the big city without all the hassles of the big city.
Exactly. I think I actually in the Soapbox interview, I called Cincinnati America's best kept secret because I do think there's so much here. There's so much untapped here. There's still things that are being built. There's still things, ideas that are being explored. And I absolutely agree. I think it's a wonderful place to sort of start out with an idea and see where it goes. And you're right. It has the amenities of a big city, but without the stress of a big city. It's so easy to live here. It can be hard to live here, but it's also a very easy place to test out ideas, which I think is wonderful.
Well, I can't remember who the writer was. I'm sorry, I can't, but I know I read something just recently about how part of the problem with Cincinnati is we're not into, as you just said, Zen, into self-promotion. We're too
exactly.
humble about what a great city it is. Do you sense that too?
Absolutely. We don't like, I say we now, I do feel like I'm part of the city now, mostly because thanks to this book. But I do think we're not the type of people to shout from the rooftops how great it is to live here. Or, you know, we're not the type to shout anything from the rooftops. We just want a city we're comfortable living in. We want to make the city the best it can possibly be. And I think that's fine. I think we don't need to shout from the rooftops all the time, but I think once in a while, it's good to say, you know what, this is a pretty cool place to live, or pretty interesting, and there's a lot happening here, and we should explore that.
As you have put together the Cincinnati Anthology, as you have observed what goes on here, as you see the lack of our own self-promotion as a city, what do you think the biggest challenges are for Cincinnati?
I think that the biggest challenge for the city is finding a way that's to promote themselves that's comfortable for us to do so. And I think that that's a real challenge to do it at the same time as trying to find a way that we can make the city best for us to live in.
It can be a challenge, right? It can be a
right.
challenge.
Yeah. So,
well, thanks for putting together this anthology and thanks for stopping by and talking about it today.
I'm so happy we had this conversation. I hope more people have a conversation about this book because I think there's a lot in here worth talking about.
Indeed, there is. Many conversation starters. And there will be a panel discussion with some of the contributors to the Cincinnati Anthology taking place June 12th at the Joseph Beth Booksellers in Rookwood Pavilion. Information about that event at WVXU.org and more information about the Cincinnati Anthology edited by Zan McQuaid available at our website. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7.